Welcome to the Edutainer Podcast, Season 6.5. I'm your host, Erin Albert. Why Season 6.5? Because this month, during the month of July, my fellow Americans, I'm going to help you with one tip each and every day to help you save money on your prescription drugs. This mini-series for Season 6.5 is entitled Red, Blue, and You, Ways to Save on Your Prescription Drugs. Hey everybody, Erin Albert. I'm back, episode 9. How are you digging Red, Blue, and You, Ways to Save on Your Prescription Drugs here in the USA? Love to hear from you over Twitter, LinkedIn. Hope this is helpful. And even if you don't, you know, send me a message, it's all good. I'm just thrilled that you're here and we can share a little time together. All right, today I'm going to give you kind of a level 2.0 tip. This is not for the faint of heart when it comes to prescription drug pricing and shopping, friends, because it's not going to apply to every prescription. It may not apply to any of your prescription drugs, but I wanted to give it because sometimes you can get as much as 50% off of the cost of your prescriptions. And so today, my friends, we are going to talk about tablet or pill splitting. Next up. All right. So this is a tricky topic, and I debated whether or not to even share it because it is a little complicated. So I have to start with some disclaimers. Number one, you want to talk to your healthcare professionals about this before you even attempt it. I want you to talk to your provider, your prescriber, and I'd love for you to talk to your pharmacist as well about whether or not this is even possible. Secondly, not every drug can be split. That's why I debated about this. So let me give you some general categories of drugs that cannot be split. First of all, any drug with any kind of special coating or what we call enteric coating, it's designed as a coating to kind of protect part of your GI tract. You can't split those drugs in half because it exposes the drug directly to your GI tract. So enteric coated aspirin, for example, you don't want to split that one at all. Any drugs, secondly, that are timed release, extended release, sometimes they have ER or CD or XL after the brand drug name on your label, those drugs also cannot be split because cutting that pill destroys any kind of time release mechanisms, longer action mechanisms, etc. So anytime that you have a drug that is longer acting, maybe let me give you an example, bupropion or Wellbutrin, it used to be twice a day. Now it's gotten down to one time a day. But those once a day formulations are extended release formulations. So you absolutely cannot cut those in half. Okay, any drugs that are taken more than once a day, really not recommended to split those either. It just gets down to dosing levels and it's just not a great idea because variability could happen with your doses. Any kind of capsules. So if you take any drugs that are capsule formulations and not tablets, you cannot split those either. And then last but not least, any prepackaged drugs in specific doses, like your oral contraceptives, you can't split those in half either. There are other risks in splitting pills too. If you have very small doses and you're splitting a very small tablet in half, you're not going to get a very accurate cut on that. So I would avoid those. Again, I think it's really, really important to talk to your providers and your pharmacists about whether or not the medications that you're taking can in fact be split. Okay, disclaimers aside, I felt like I spent a lot of time there, but I needed to. All right, that aside, if you do identify that you have one or more medications that you could potentially split after talking to your doctor and to your pharmacist, the first recommendation I have is to buy a pill splitter. They're like $5. You can get them anywhere. You can get them at Amazon. You can get them at your drugstore. But what those pill splitters do is they can give you a very accurate cut between the two halves of your medication. Some tablets are also scored, meaning that there's a little dividing line in the middle of that tablet, and that too can help you get a clean cut on your medication. All right, assuming that, the next part, there's a lot of parts here. The next part you have to do is go out to the internet and start shopping for your prescription drugs. We're going to use your Single Cares, your GoodRx's, any of those discount sites. And I do promise I will get there with a list of those. But the big two are Single Care and GoodRx right now. So go out to those sites. And what I want you to do is, let's say hypothetically you're on a drug called lisinopril, and it's for high blood pressure. Let's say you're on a 2.5 milligram dose from your doctor, the lowest dose possible. When you do your pricing, it would be great if you dosed for 2.5 milligrams daily and get a price for 30, 60, 90, even 180 tablets if you've been on it and stabilized for a long time. But then that's not all. I want you to look at the price for the 5 milligram dose, which is the next dose up, and using higher math, 2.5 plus 2.5 is 5 milligrams. So in theory, you could take a half of a 5 milligram tablet and still get the same dose. But what I want you to do is price out 30, 60, 90, and 180 again. But think about the fact that that price might even be the exact same for the 2.5 milligram as the 5 milligram dose. But you can get twice as many doses out of the same quantity. Okay, that's called something in the industry that we use as a term, straight pricing, meaning that if you expect any kind of logic to apply to drug pricing in the US, in theory, before you even went to the pricing websites, you'd probably guess that the 5 milligram tablet is twice the price of the 2.5 milligram tablet, right? Makes sense. Double the dose, double the price. Friends, believe it or not, it is not like that. There are some manufacturers out there with some strengths, if not all the strengths of their drug, are priced the exact same quantity-wise, but has more or different doses per tablet, per capsule, etc. If you want me to apply logic to drug pricing in the US, you are clearly at the wrong podcast, my friends. I don't know why some manufacturers do that, have straight pricing, but sometimes they do have straight pricing. So that's why this is kind of a level 2.0 tip, because you have to be sophisticated enough to see what little gamesmanship the manufacturers are playing behind the scenes between a 2.5 and a 5 milligram dose. And for that matter, with lisinopril as the example, there's also a 10 milligram dose, a 20 milligram dose, etc. Now, in preparation for this particular podcast, I went out and looked at our own website, Mark Cuban Cost Plus Drugs, costplusdrugs.com, to see if there is linear pricing with all the strengths of lisinopril. And right now there is not. But in the case or the example that I'm talking about with you today, the 2.5 milligram versus the 5 milligram, as I record this podcast, friends, the quantity is the same and the price is the same between the two strengths. Why is that? Again, you're asking me to apply logic to drug pricing here in the USA, and I can't do it. But what I want you to do is to exploit the benefit to your favor. That's why we're having this discussion today. And some manufacturers don't offer linear or straight pricing either. So truly, as you would suspect, the 5 milligram dose in some other drug might be twice the price of a 2.5 milligram dose. Now, I'll even go a step further and tell you that sometimes the lower dose costs more than the higher dose. I'm just going to leave it at that. And if your mind didn't just get blown with that, when I first learned that myself, especially with high dollar chemotherapies, my head literally exploded. So we don't need to talk about or worry about that right now. But back to, you know, what drugs you could potentially split. When you're talking to your doctor, any kind of those chronic medications, not a capsule, not anything that's timed release, generally the statins for cholesterol might be in tablet form an option for you to split and could be potentially linear priced. So you want to do your homework there. Any tablets that are in the space of antidepressants that are not extended release, again, talk to your doctor. Lisinopril actually was a great example that I just gave you. Any of what we call the ACE inhibitors, all of these tablets for high blood pressure, the brand names in this space being drugs like Monopril, Prinivil, Univasc, and Zestril. Zestril and Prinivil's generic name, by the way, is lisinopril. And then some drugs also in the hypertension or high blood pressure area called angiotensin receptor blockers. Those tablets can sometimes be split. The brand names there being Avapro or Cozar. They're both generics now, but again, I just wanted to give you a few examples. Now, would you do this with an acute medication? And we've talked a lot about acute medications. I really generally recommend that you get those not from a mail order pharmacy. Get them from your local folks so you can get it right away and you don't have to wait. Generally, you also, with your chronic medications, want to look at this opportunity for savings rather than your acute medications. Acute meds, you need to get the med. You need to get the med on board for your child that's ill, or if you have an ear infection yourself, or, you know, you tussled with that poison ivy. I know I keep bringing up the poison ivy, by the way. I got a big nasty vine of poison ivy in my backyard right now, so that's why I keep bringing that one up. Anyway, the chronic medications that you know you're stabilized on, that you use long term, those drugs could qualify for this program. In fact, I'll be honest with you, some of my saving strategies on my own drugs, I use this technique as well, but I know the little games that are being played out there. So you need to get your healthcare team on board with you, possibly exploring tablet splitting as an option for you to save. And frankly, you're going to have to do a little bit of homework. In today's episode, I'm going to give you some trusted links about more on tablet splitting, because again, it's for narrow uses, chronic medications, and not for capsules or extended release, enteric coating, all of those things. It's for a very narrow area. But if it's a chronic medication that you're taking for a long time, that you're stable on, and you want to save money, it could potentially be an avenue for you because of all the reasons I just told you that some drugs out there in all strengths are the same price for some reason. If you are looking, again, for logic of the pharmaceutical drug pricing industry here in the United States of America from this podcast, I'm going to fail 100% and just tell you right now that I don't understand the logic myself, but take advantage of it. That is my tip for the day, my friends. Be sure to have a conversation with your healthcare team about this one before you go rogue and get that pill splitter going, but it truly can save you money in the long run on your chronic medications if they qualify. Hope that helps. If you are tuning in and loving it, let me know on Twitter, LinkedIn, etc. I'll be back again with another tip soon. Until then, take care. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Edutainer Podcast. I'm your host, Erin Albert. Season 6.5, be sure to connect with me over at LinkedIn. I'm at Erin L. Albert there, or you can connect with us on Twitter. My handle there is Erin L. Albert as well. Be sure, last but not least, to check out my current employer, Cost Plus Drugs, Mark Cuban Cost Plus Drugs. Our website there is costplusdrugs.com. Thanks for listening. Take care.